focus on the Indigo Premiership final this weekend and what's coming up next year at that level in this week's Welsh Rugby Union podcast. We'll hear from both finalists, Llandovery and Newport, and much more about their thoughts. Looking forward to the Elite Development Competition, EDC, which will see 10 sides close alignment with the regions and hopefully an improvement in the overall standard and players developed next season and beyond. Plenty of food for thought, and one of the most thoughtful rugby chefs to discuss it with is Llandovery coach Iris Evans. Looking forward as his team get ready to host the final.
There's a little bit of continuity there, but I think we're all challenged about making the next competition better with a focus on developing younger players ready for the region. I think the financial climate that's out there now makes it even more important to grow your own. And, you know, regionally, we've always been quite aligned anyway from the Scarlets perspective. So from that perspective, it doesn't change greatly, but we understand the importance of making our environments even better and making sure we're able to develop the young academy players, but also those players who maybe aren't in academies quite yet, who can't be ignored. I think we're too small a nation to be turning our backs on any players who've got talent.
And the young players you mentioned are people who came in and made an impression at 20s level. Is that partly because they're playing a lot of rugby, because they're playing at this level?
I think play is really important, and our challenge is to make the competition better, the standard better, so when they're playing regular for us, they get closer to play regional rugby and also to 20s international rugby. And I think there's a big drive in terms of physical stature and everything else, and we've got to make sure that we're developing a culture that is allowing them to grow there as well. And probably Tuesday, Thursday is not enough anymore. We need to increase our contact time with these players and making sure that we're able to improve them as players holistically as much as anything else.
Someone who's so embedded into the pathway as colleagues, cigar schools and colleges level, and then here at Premiership level. Are you excited about next year? How do you see it all fitting in?
Yeah, it's exciting that I think we understand that we need to change. I think it's exciting there's an opportunity to start that process. I think it probably needs more investment, if I'm being honest, to allow us to service the players the way we'd want to do so. But that's true in probably all aspects of Welsh rugby, unfortunately. But what we've got to clearly understand, we've got a responsibility in Wales to have an environment and structures in place that we can develop and grow players in Wales. I think if we're looking over the bridge for them to develop our players, then we're failing. So we've got a responsibility to make this league work for us, and we all need to buy in to make that work. All partners really need to understand the importance of it, and if we can do that, then this will be the start of it. Okay, and hopefully we can grow it to something that's fit for purpose.
Are you looking at it thinking, if we want to repeat this next year, our standards got to go up?
Oh, 100%. We know that the bar's always raising, okay, but we understand as well winning's really important, okay, and we'll strive. We're not going to enter any competition next year not to win it, but we need to make sure that the players, the younger players, get opportunity within the environment, and it's getting that balance there that you've got enough quality on the field to win games, but also you've got enough young players there that they're having the experience that they need to be challenged at the next level. It's got to change, it's got to be a better competition, and we've got to make it, you know, fit for purpose.
And when you say it needs more investment, do you mean put more money into the pockets of the players, or do you mean the infrastructure and support around them?
The infrastructure and support structures in place so that we're able to have ultimately more contact time with them. And say Tuesday, Thursday is not enough. We need to be touching these semi-pro players at least 3 times a week, or maybe even more than that over the summer periods. It's just keeping that net broad so that, like I say, if you're not in the academy, be a good 19-year-old, that the gap between you and the academy player doesn't become too big. You know, we're trying to give as many players who can a really good service so that those late developers have an opportunity to enter the pro game before it's too late.
We're sitting in the Llandovery clubhouse 30-odd years ago. You would never have imagined that a top 10 club competition in Wales would have included Llandovery at all, never mind coming in as champions of however many parts of the competition you all have won. Just give an impression of what it means to this club and this area for the club to have been as successful as they have, to develop the way they have.
You know, you look around the club and in fairness, you see the investment that they've done in the infrastructure. Hopefully there's a new 3G facility going down next year, which again shows the club's ambition to keep on raising the standards. What we used to represent a small town, I think we represent a community now. and that's really important. And I think the community is buying into what we're looking to do here as well, which is really pleasing. I think it's really important for every club to have, you know, who's got ambition to have the opportunity to get to the top end of the game. And you look over the bridge, maybe Exeter is a team that represents something similar in England. Okay, not comparing ourselves against with Exeter, but the idea that if you've got ambition, you've got good people working in the club, then you can achieve your dreams. Through hard work, and you look around, obviously the caravan site here is helping us grow things. Our junior drovers goes from strength to strength. We've got ambitions to get our second team back and go in. I think the 3G pitch will help with that. So we're a community club with the first team that's got really high ambitions.
But if you're a player and you're required to come here 3-4 times a week, that's a big investment of your time, isn't it? So that's going to need reward as well, isn't it?
It's going to need reward, there's no doubt about that, but if you're an aspirational player who wants to play for the region or for Wales, then during that journey, I think money is not the driver for you to achieve success. I think playing in an environment that's going to improve you, to challenge you, and give you an opportunity to get to pro rugby might well be enough of an incentive for you to want to be part of that. Ultimately, those are the types of players that we want to be working with. And they'll get rewarded. They won't be out of pocket by playing semi-professional rugby. But I don't think it's going to be an environment that maybe in previous years where it was a financial decisions decided where players were going to play. I think hopefully we can change that culture a little bit.
You can do that if you're 19 or 21. You can't really do that if you're 27 or 28.
No, and that's why players will be paid as well within it. And going back to it, it's getting the balance. Like every squad, you need to carve up your salaries, okay, in terms of making sure you've got enough experience around the younger players for that environment to be able to create the players that you want to create. There's no point having 25 under 23s within the environment for me. I think it's important to have your Adam Warrens, okay, to have your Jack Joneses in those environments. Yes, and they'll need to be paid, okay, but we've got to be careful in terms of managing that as well. So we need to pay them well enough that they see the value in it, but we don't want to be silly with that as well, I think. We've got to start somewhere, and this is a starting point on our journey. We're excited to be part of that, and we'll change next year. We won't be the same. We're going to do something, so we'll be training 3 times a week with a lot of our under-25s, and then hopefully that will grow into something that we all want to look like in the future. There's a cap on player budget. There's no cap on ending off away from players. So we know what we're working towards. And working in partnership with the region, we're hoping to provide an environment that will raise the bar, raise the standards.
Paint a little picture for me. What will it look like?
What we're doing regionally the next season then, so we're going to create a session on a Monday down, we'll be running from Park Scarlett's. That will be predominantly for 18 to 23-year-olds. And then within that session, then they will have S&C, an extra conditioning block, and then some indie stuff as well. So Tuesday will be lifting and rugby, and then Thursday will be lifting and rugby as well. So next year we're hoping to be providing 3 lifting sessions, okay, 2 team sessions, and 1 under 23 session in conjunction with the Scarlets, and Commander Quinns will be part of that as well. That's, for me, is a step in the right direction. Probably not where we want to be in 5 years' time, but definitely a movement in terms of understanding the importance of development of younger players in preparation for this new league and regional stuff.
Do you see closer cooperation with the Scarlets and with all the region?
I think we're quite aligned in terms of what we're looking to achieve. I think that the goal is next year moving forward to become even more aligned in terms of patterns of play and stuff like that, so that when players drop down, that they're in the majority of our game is quite similar, so that players can drop between 2 environments seamlessly in many ways. There's lots of talk, there's lots of positive talk within the region in terms of the buy-in to make this work and making sure that we give our players the best opportunity. The Max Pages are the ones that where the environment's going to be there. I guess Max will have more involvement with the seniors next year. It'll probably be his transition year in many ways, but it obviously much easier for Max if we are aligned and he's not learning full new, start the menu from club to club.
So are you optimistic about next season?
I think it's a start. Let's not expect everything to change massively over a few months, but I think as long as everybody buys into it and understands what we need to try to make this EDC, then it gives us a starting point and hopefully we can drive standards and make the competition fit for purpose. But it's a transition as well in terms of mindset, hopefully, in terms of what this league's got to be. You know, we've got to be able to produce 20s internationals and prep them for the level of competition, and we've got to be able to be closing the gap between the pro and the semi-pro game. Massive challenges, okay, it's not an easy fix, but hopefully there's an understanding that we need to try to close the gap and raise standards, so it's exciting from that opportunity that this is the start of a new journey.
You're listening to the Welsh Rugby Union podcast. And that's the sort of approach which will pay dividends. Interesting. In terms of development, the key is often putting a young talent next to an experienced older head. A bit like Wales under 20 centre Max Page next to former Scarlets Dragons and Wales centre Adam Warren. We got them both together in Llandovery Clubhouse to hear more about their partnership, starting with Adam.
Yes, it's obviously new for me. I finished pro rugby 2 years ago now. You know, I enjoyed that part, and then I came to the acceptance I wasn't really going to look to get back into pro rugby. And then, yeah, I loved my time at Llandovery so far. And, yeah, I see part of my role now, bringing the likes of Max on through and all the other youngsters, really, so I'm enjoying doing it.
Max, how is it for you? Because, you know, model pro would be a word that you'd use to describe this man.
Yes, it's been good at Llandovery. I love playing here. And it's good for me, he's like looking at people like Adam, like who's been pro, and just learning off people like that, who obviously shine in this league and obviously something that I want to do in the next year or two.
When you're playing in the 26 Nations and so on, how are you finding the Llandovery experience feeds into that?
I think it's more physical in the Prem, but I'm not sure. It's faster in 20s.
And what sort of advice does he give you?
Back myself, really. Have fun. Enjoy it.
Is the confidence a big part of it?
Yeah, I think so. And seeing how like people like Rodri and Adam play are just full of confidence. It's just something I can learn off and then hopefully bring into my game.
Like, Max got class, like physical attributes, you mean? His speed and his, you know, he's got all that in the bag, and even his skill set's developing all the time. And I just think, yeah, it probably is the next piece now, is getting confident and then just putting all those pieces together. And when he starts doing that consistently, hopefully he'll kick into Scarlets and play a lot more regularly there.
And were you watching in the under-20s, where he made quite an impression? He's sort of taking a little bit of pride?
Yeah, no, he's lively every time he has the ball. He shows glimpses of class like that. And then, yeah, I just think hopefully, even the last few games with us, with Llandovery, he's made, you know, some class breaks. And, yeah, just hopefully he keeps growing in confidence and keeps tweaking his game to be successful.
And if we looked at that Six Nations at the start, getting into that centre pairing was a pretty tall ask for anyone. And obviously there were injuries and stuff, but you took your chance. You must have enjoyed the Six Nations by the end.
Yeah, I enjoyed it at the start. I was obviously a bit frustrated because I was on the bench and stuff, but they are two good centres. Then when I got my chance, it's just about taking it and then just learning from every game.
So, Llandovery, we're sitting beside all these trophies that you either won last year or have already won this year. What's special about Llandovery that you're the team sweeping the board at the moment?
I think everyone here, I don't think I've been a part of a club like a community like this before, where everyone's so friendly and it seems that everyone's so close together.
Because you're not from Llandovery, how come you came here? Just the Scarlets said that's the place to go?
Yeah, well, I was playing for Colleague Cigar, and then after the college league I got put here, and then ever since that it's been good.
And Adam, obviously you came back from regional rugby and involved in Llandovery College as well.
Yeah, well, I've worked with IROS before. I got into sort of pro rugby, similar to Max, went to Colleague Cigar, came to Llandovery first, broke into Scarlets that way. And then obviously when it started to come to the end with pro rugby and a few sort of semi-pro clubs were interested, I knew really where I wanted to be. I knew that the environment created, this is going to be fun, quality players, everyone, mixture of boys who were ready to kick into sort of the next level. Some boys who've been this level long enough and quality at it. I just knew I'd come into an environment where I can enjoy and start bringing the other boys through as well.
Clinched top place in the league, obviously now going into the playoffs, won the cup. Has that success surprised you a bit, or did you feel it was coming?
Yeah, I knew like coming here was going to be a top four club. I didn't realise how quick things were going to go like that. And last year I thought we were unlucky probably not to have done this sort of thing last year. You know, we beat Cardiff in the cup last year in that little group thing. They went on to win the cup. We were narrowly behind them in the league, and there's probably one or two moments. And then this year, we've sort of taken it up another level, really. Yeah, that's probably in a sense, but in terms of what we got as a club and the way we're moving forward, I'm not as well.
What is it that took it up that level?
Just the balance of young boys coming through, experienced players within the mix, and just top-class coaches as well, really. All of them have done their part, and we've sort of seen where we were last year, and we knew that we wanted to go for the double, or, as I was saying, like more of a triple sort of in a way. Now we've topped the league and cup, and just one more phase to go, hopefully.
And you're not that old, but how long do you reckon you carry on for?
Maybe two or three. Yeah, once again, in terms of playing, then it'll just be seeing how boys are going, and my role will just continuously be helping mentor, and when I play, I'm ready, and I'm ready to enjoy and play my best.
And Max, this is a pretty exciting precursor, if you like, to an exciting summer coming up.
Yeah, the last few months have been good, and then obviously winning a trophy and then topping the league with the boys has been exciting, and hopefully we can win the league.
And to get that experience, one or two of your teammates at 20s level are getting some regional experience, but to be playing week in, week out, but obviously a very successful side, what's that done for your development in the last few months?
I guess really helped me, playing with experienced people all the time. I think that's the best way for me to grow, is learning off people, like obviously two very good centres, Scrappy, at scrum half, and just learning off people who have been in my position before.
And going into the summer, what are the hopes and expectations after the Six Nations?
I'm not sure. We've got a big block now before we go in, so hopefully we can build physically and build our game and learn from what we obviously weren't the best at and in the Six Nations at the start, and then take that into the World Cup.
Are you confident the format is the right one? Are Llandovery going to thrive? Are young players like Max going to thrive from next season?
Yeah, I think youngsters will definitely thrive. I think it depends on how well teams balance things out. I think part of why Llandovery done so well is just that mix, that balance of players, having experienced players, having really good youngsters coming back to us. And then maybe some of the teams that have struggled like that, that's why they're down the bottom half of the table. They've probably gone all youngsters, or maybe lost sort of their experienced middle semi-professional standard players. And that's why they've suffered in a way. Whereas if you look at the top end, it's us, Newport, a good balance of experienced players with youngsters.
So do you see the final, the end of an era, and it's something new next season, or is it a continuation?
I think there's going to be a lot of change, but I think from our end, I think we're going about it in the right way, and I don't think it's going to change too much. I think it shouldn't change too much for us. We're at the top for a reason, and I think, yeah, if we keep having that balance, hopefully, like Max is saying, within a year or two, people like himself is in the Scarlet setup, and the next set of youngsters are coming in, and there should always be that sort of middle-tier player that maybe doesn't quite kick on to professional rugby, that's in clubs making that tick over. It'll suit the regions, having a lot more youngsters in those teams. They want them to probably have more options to pick from, I think, with the sort of financial situation. Clubs are having to cut the lot. I'd imagine they want this league to be able to be like, oh, this guy's standing out, pick him up, and he's obviously of a good age to do that, and then contract-wise that way. So I think that he'll have that benefit. Just hopefully, in terms of the league and how competitive it is, it doesn't sort of drop off with some teams having to change their team week in, week out because of having to play players and stuff.
It would be nice to finish off with a trophy, the old system, so you can be the team to beat next year still.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, it's a great feeling last year winning the league. And yeah, with the way this year's gone and we set that as our standard, it'd be perfect icing on the cake job.
Did you always sort of have in your mind what you wanted to do in terms of teaching at that point?
So before getting into pro rugby, I knew I'd do my degree for a reason of maybe one or two options, and teaching was in mind as one of them. Like at Dragons with the WRP, I ended up doing like PT courses and stuff, just anything to upskill. Wherever you are, you'll always come to an end at some point. Yeah, I just think it's important to keep maybe chipping away whilst you are a pro rugby player, get some level of qualifications. And if I didn't have my degree, I wouldn't have had the job I got now. So I'm glad I did that, because I had a spell where I was breaking into Scarlet. So I was thinking, do I just give up the education? But then, no, I stuck with it, did it over my last year of part-time, and then I'm glad I did it.
Which is also good advice for any up-and-coming players out there. But what of Newport? Their key player, outside half Matt O'Brien, is also the Dragons' backs coach. So he's got a great viewpoint on it all. Last week, we heard from former under-20s duo Che Hope and Joe Westwood, who both went on to star for Newport in their semi-final win against Ebba Vale. This week, let's hear from Matt O'Brien as he looks forward to the final.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. You know, we've been playing some good rugby, but, you know, it's knockout rugby, isn't it? So anything can happen on the day. But obviously, we're confident going into the game, and, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
We've seen a lot of good young players coming through the Newport system. How do you see, when you see them out here in the Dragons training environment, and what is this level doing for them?
Yeah, I think it's been really good, especially for the younger guys that we've got playing over the three clubs, Newport, Pontypool and Ebba Vale as well. So I think it's obviously not as quick or as physical as what they even perhaps be used to on a Tuesday afternoon training and stuff. But what it does do is it exposes them to rugby week in, week out. You know, the match sharpness, the game management, particularly for the likes of Shea and being a halfback and whatnot. And it's a massive help for them to be playing on a weekly basis. The idea is that they're not playing in our league for 4 or 5 years. It's 2 or 3 years, and then they're making the step up to the first team. So there's obviously differences, but for them to be playing week in, week out, it can only be a good thing, really.
Yeah, as Shea said, you get into a bit of a rhythm, and if you're not playing, you get a bit down, don't you?
It's important that the development is looked after and they don't play 30 to 40 games a season, but no 20-year-old rugby player likes not playing, do they? Okay. So, you know, it's important that they have enough exposure at a decent level that, you know, that they can improve on the field, not just being a training body and being in the gym all the time.
Has this been the busiest rugby season you've ever had?
Yeah, it's been up there, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've had some busy ones, but this has been quite busy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it nearly had the pinnacle where there was going to be no other choice other than for you to play in the Dragons team at South Africa as well at one stage.
Yeah, no, over in South Africa. Yeah, luckily Will pulled through and we didn't have to cross that bridge. Yeah, yeah. Altitude's not for me, I don't know.
But you obviously love still playing.
Yeah, I do. I still love playing. I know I'm not stupid enough to think, you know, I'm going to be able to go on forever, but I think I've probably played a bit more this year than I anticipated I was going to play. Yeah. Just the way the fixtures are falling and stuff, and next season it won't be anywhere near as many games I'll be playing. But yeah, I still do enjoy playing. I enjoy playing with the youngsters. Whether they enjoy playing with me, I don't know. But yeah, I still do love playing. So yeah, if I can make it work, and as long as it's not affecting my day job, then for me it's like somebody having a golfing hobby, but I'm just playing rugby instead.
And what would it mean to Newport to win something as well? You've been close.
Yeah, we've been close the last couple of years. Apart from this year, been to the last few cup finals, won and lost a couple. We've been in the top four now, I think, for the last 3 or 4 seasons. So, yeah, it'd be nice to win the league. That's obviously the target we set at the start of the season, and hopefully that happens. But we've got a big game coming Saturday.
So, when you get on the pitch, are you just the number 10? Or are you a number 10 with a little bit of coaching involved as well? I know you're not the coach of the team, but you see all these players that you're with here at the Dragons. I mean, do you ever start moving them around like pieces on a chessboard?
I thought you were going to say, am I just a number 10 or a number 10 and a prop as well? I think we got some great coaches at Newport. Ty, who heads it up, does a great job, and as well as James Dixon and Sam Hobbs and Stu Lawrence. So, you know, a lot of the stuff in the week, I don't have anything to do with coaching-wise. Obviously, when you're on the field, as a sort of older player in general, playing with some of the youngsters, I suppose I do a lot of talking on the field, but I wouldn't take any credit for any of the coaching that goes on. You know, we've got a good coaching team that delivers that, yeah.
So we're going to talk about the EDC next season with your Dragons hat on. Are you looking forward to what that extra possibility might give you?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be quite similar to this season initially. I'd imagine we're only losing a few teams. You know, you'd hope that over the course of the next 2, 3, 4 years, it starts to grow into and really find its way. The theory behind it, I think, is good. You know, we've got 3 teams in there from the Dragons region, which is also a plus. It should expose all our youngsters to playing opportunities, providing they deserve it, not just being given to them. They need to earn it. They need to perform well, train well for the clubs before they even get a chance of playing. So hopefully it's a little bit of a step up from this season's Premiership. And, you know, I know that's the plan. So
this season has been relatively competitive already, but I mean, you're a 30-something plus player now. Ronald Landman's come back in and helped. You look at Adam Warren down at Llandovery, 33. There's still a place for those players, isn't there?
I think so. You look at someone like Adam Warren, like, he could arguably still be playing professional rugby. He had a great career. What a player he is. And I think, you know, they've got a young lad, Max Page, playing in the centre or on the wing down in Llandovery. And for Max to be playing with Adam on a weekly basis, I don't see any negatives to that, really, from a young development player's point of view. Yes. So yeah, there's still a place for them. I mean, you don't want a team full of 10, 12, 15 of those type of players, of course not. But, no. You know, for the guys who are maybe, perhaps with the way the professional game is, perhaps in other years would have still got professional contracts, perhaps like an Adam Warren. Yeah. If the next level of rugby they're going to go into is the EDC, then, you know, it can only strengthen and be better for some of those youngsters, in my opinion.
But I guess Newport, as your club, still needs to keep its culture, its identity and its fan base, and it still needs to be rugby that matters.
100%, yeah. I mean, we've still got a really good fan base at Newport, and I think we've integrated some of the academy players really well over the last 2, 3, 4 years, regardless of the EDC coming in or not. So I think we've got a good core group of semi-professional players from our point of view that buy into the fact that we're there to develop the youngsters, whilst also, like, we play for Newport RFC, and it's important to a lot of people that Newport wins, and we have a good core group of players that are semi-professional, and they understand they've got a part to play in development, but we also want to win.
Yeah, 150th anniversary season next season?
Yeah.
Were you there in the first season or the second?
I wasn't there for the centenary season, no. Not far off.
Is there anything that you're putting in place in Newport, or you're putting in place from the Dragons, just to make sure that the teams go up a notch?
I think we're lucky, though. I think we've got three teams at the moment that are run pretty professionally and well in Pontypool, Ebervale and Newport. You know, they're obviously towards the top half of the table, all three teams, which would say they're doing something right anyway. And I know our academy staff and Di have been meeting with the head coaches of the Premiership clubs with regards building the relationship stronger, how both parties can help each other in terms of players, facilities, coaching, etc. So I'm not privy to it at all, because there's other people that are involved in that. You know, there's definitely the wheels are in motion in terms of what's going to be changing next season. And I foresee some extra sessions going ahead, and a bit more sort of synergy between region and club of all three as well. So, yeah.
So that new elite development competition has flown a little under the radar. Good to hear some of the more detailed planning going on in Welsh rugby, which hopefully will bear fruit. That's it for this week's Welsh Rugby Union podcast. Next week, of course. But until then, goodbye.